Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
Glad you are listening on this Monday. Lots of stuff going on, including our Braves on a roll after they beat the Red Sox over the weekend. We'll talk more about that and the one thing they need to do right now. That's on the way in 15 minutes. But, Mike, let's talk about our Falcons because a couple of things are happening. And one of them happens to be the Brock Purdy contract, which a lot of people, me, don't necessarily think that the number, all right, and it's a lot of money for Brock Purdy. But the fact that he got this deal, it could be a blueprint for what the Falcons potentially do with Michael Penix. Now, look, if Penix shows like Jaden Daniels has and C.J. Stroud, these guys are going to get their money, okay? Jaden Daniels just had one of the best, if not the best, rookie seasons ever. C.J. Right. did it a couple of years ago. These are the next group of guys that are coming that are a couple of years away. They're still in their rookie deal, so there's no rush. But you know if you can get them a year earlier, Mike, and sign them to that kind of extension in year four versus waiting until after their guaranteed fifth year, that's what most teams are going to do. But Penix, this is going to be the first year, Mike, that he could potentially do that. And if we go to the playoffs, just like with Brock Purdy and the 49ers, and you start to say, okay, is he going to be a franchise guy, which we believe he is? Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. So this is a great football story. Someday they'll probably make a movie because he makes this, you know, incredible run to become the quarterback. But, Mike, let's talk about this because is this going to be the blueprint for what we're trying to do with Michael Penix?
Well, I mean, you could argue that Mahomes is in a world of his own, that $450 million deal, and Josh Allen's established. But you could look that somewhere between Trevor Lawrence and Brock Purdy's contract is where we're going to be living if Michael Penix Jr. checks all the boxes we think he's going to do in these next 3 years. So going in before that fifth season, we would maybe be looking at a $300 to $325 million contract for Michael Penix Jr., signed by Arthur Blank, and the guaranteed money anywhere between $145 and $175.
Absolutely. And I know that sounds insane, and oh my God, this is the going rate.
Yeah, apply like a cost of living, if you will, for the next 4 or 5 years of what quarterbacks are making.
Now, here's the other thing about this. Unlike most of our livelihoods, the NFL's bottom line continues to increase exponentially every year. So as crazy as that sounds, we just talked about this, guys. They're putting games on streaming services for $75, $80 million and not even thinking twice about it. So the players and the collective bargaining agreement that they're connected to allows them to continue to see this money go up. So I don't have an issue with that. What I will say about the Purdy deal, unlike Michael Penix, is I think Penix is special in delivering the ball, his accuracy, and his down-the-field deep throws. Brock Purdy, I don't necessarily think he does anything great. And he's had great players around him, and therefore he's gotten his money. But I do think, to Mike's point, this could be the blueprint, and we're going to see how the Falcons handle this. The first thing, though, is, Mike, he's got to do something that we haven't done, and that's get us to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that, which got us into this great conversation earlier before we start to talk a little bit about the schedule, because I think a lot of people, when the schedule comes out, you're like, ah! And then you calm down a little bit, and then you realize, okay, this is going to be a little bit tougher than we thought. But, Mike, we said this last hour when we were talking about our Falcons, and that is we are now a draw. We are, I don't want to say must-see TV, to quote, the 90s NBC theme, but I will tell you that I do think that people are interested in seeing Michael Penix Sunday in and Sunday out.
Look, this is a team that was 6-3. I said it to Carl earlier, regardless of, if you were familiar nationally with what we did with Kirk Cousins' injury situation and everything else, but this was a team that was on rails. There's no way we're not going to make the playoffs at 6-3. We had the advantage in the division. That's a team that's going to be winning, 11, 10 games minimum. Well, now with a tougher schedule, we're going to get some bigger games. We've got those two Sunday nights, the two Monday nights, the Thursday night. We got a 4 o'clock afternoon game. We got all the juice. I mean, and that is based on, I think, you're going to say just from one game? No, well, Bijan is a brand. Drake is a lesser brand, but Bijan is a bigger brand for fantasy people and the casual fan. But they believe, to your point, of Michael Penix Jr., what you saw in that Sunday night game against the Commanders, they think that's going to be a lot more of that and even better. And that's why we're going to be on TV.
404-726-0929. That is our text line. You can also hit us up, guys, and follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I mean, put him up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929.
We knew before, you know, you're on vacay when the schedule officially dropped on Wednesday, we all knew who the opponents were. But when you look at it in black and white, you said earlier, man, that is a hard schedule. That's why Vegas has us at 7.5. Do you think we can win 10 games off that schedule?
Well, here's the thing. I thought we could win 10 games last year, and we screwed it up. Coaching, injuries, guys saying they're not hurt when they were hurt.
Right.
We know. But for me to sit here and tell you that there won't be a more explosive offensive potential with what we saw at the end of the season with Michael Penix, I can't lie to you. I think we are going to be more explosive because I think he can deliver the ball in those tight windows that we saw. But more importantly, Mike, he has the arm strength to test opponents down the field. We didn't do enough of that. Go back and look at our 25-plus yard plays down the field in last year's games, even when Kirk Cousins was healthy. So I think we're going to have an explosiveness that we haven't had maybe since Matt Ryan. With that said, though, the schedule is daunting. And the reason why is because I believe the teams that are going to get better, like I think the Panthers are on the come. It sounds crazy. They weren't that great last year.
They beat us. Made us look how good.
They're on the come.
Look how we made Bryce Young look last year.
It was incredible. But you're talking about playing quarterbacks like Josh Allen. Say what you want. Brock Purdy's going to get a chance to prove it against us. We're talking about Jaden Daniels in a rematch playing the Commanders.
Tua Tagovailoa coming with the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
And, Mike, here's the thing, and I said this. I think one of the most important games could be, and this is if we handle our business at the end of the year when we play the Rams second to the last game. You're talking about an NFC matchup. I think the Rams are a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender.
Look, the Jets have got a pretty good defense. We've talked about this. When you look at what they had on paper – and the weapons they've still got at wide receiver, running back with Breece Hall. If you feel that, do you feel Justin Fields is going to get traction with the Jets with a new head coach and Aaron Glenn and the new look? That's not, I mean, you could look and say, going to New York in cold, nasty weather, Sunday after Thanksgiving, that could be a tough game in and of itself.
Well, here's the thing.
Like I'm saying, there's really not a lot of, the Saints are basically our speed bumps, but even that's a divisional rival.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, we should beat them. This is a year I do expect, and I'm saying this early, I expect us to sweep them. They are in complete rebuild mode. And look, they're long in the tooth on the defensive side. Offensively, you can tell me about Chris Olave and all that. They don't scare anybody because we don't know what the quarterback situation is going to look like. And Spencer Rattler, we saw that last year. If you're telling me Tyler Shook's going to be the next coming of Brady, I'll wait to see. But Mike, here's the thing for me about this schedule. You talk about Justin Fields. Are the Jets going to allow him to play? Steelers protected him. Right? In a way that they
just
didn't,
never saw. You
know.
Never ever got to see what this guy could be. Now, again, or is that just his limitations? Or is Arthur Smith. Again,
conservative.
Arthur Smith conservative. Was way too conservative, I thought.
I did too. So, my point with the Jets is, and I said this about Justin earlier, and look, I don't know how good they'll be. They still have a lot of good players there. But Justin's beaten the Falcons the last time, two times he's played us as a Bear and as a Pittsburgh Steeler. So I'm not going to go into that Sunday on November 30th, what is that, the Thanksgiving weekend,
right.
And just be like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap. But I just feel like the schedule is going to be more daunting. But we do and will have more offensive firepower. The question is the defense. And how much more improved is that going to be? Because, Mike, we're not going to be in any of these games if the defense looks like it did last year.
No. And you think about, and the quarterbacks. You know, Baker Mayfield moves around in the pocket. Is Leonard Floyd and the rotation of all the new faces going to be able to keep him under wraps? Bucky Irving is a really good running back.
Yeah.
They've got the best wide, arguably the best wide receiver of this generation now. It really is. They've got him. So, I mean, you go back and you look at the schedule, you say, man, we already know what the kind of high-powered offense the Commanders are bringing. They've added Deebo Samuel. They've added Laremy Tunsil. There's weapons across the board. This is going to be where they had to go get defense, but this defense, for us to win 10 games this year, these guys have got to stop some of the best quarterbacks and some of the high-powered offenses in the league.
And that's getting pressure, And also being able to be stout up front in the line of scrimmage, which is an area we haven't been great at. We're talking about stopping the run and doing all that.
Setting the edge, the running backs get out and go do their thing outside the hash marks, all that.
Yeah, man. 404-726-0929, talking about what's going on with the Falcons. By the way, I want to ask you this because I don't know who wrote this. Day-Day, who said that they thought David Onyemata was maybe the Falcons' most underrated player? Who put that out there? Because we were talking about prior to Grady – right, being released. We were saying, is there a real possibility of them releasing Onyemata? Now, he's at a very reasonable salary number and certainly a cap hit, which is one of the reasons why they ended up keeping him. But I think he's 32 now. And they were basically saying, you know, listen, the entire defense was down last year. But Onyemata may be one of the most underrated players.
This is the PFF stuff.
Yes, yes. So is that what this was from?
Yeah, Pro Football Focus.
Pro Football Focus. Talked about it, but Tyler Carmona wrote about it for SI. Yes.
Okay. So, Mike, do you buy that?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's so hard to look at when our defense doesn't stop the run, doesn't really stop the pass, doesn't play complimentary football, and then hard to kind of in a rotation where Onyemata and everybody else, all those other big D tackles that rotate in, along with Grady, how to gauge the impact. But the PFF guys, you know, they have their metrics and they have their numbers. They also think, you know, remember we said Mike Hughes is considered better than average by PFF. It's just hard when you don't generate the heat. It's hard to think of anybody. That's why when people are so, you know, in their bag, and I get it because Grady is a fan favorite and a good dude. But I just felt, was there anyone that was irreplaceable on a defense that bad? And I would chalk up Onyemata in that same category.
Yeah.
So that's with all due respect to PFF. That's when Day-Day gave us this article, I'm like, really?
Well, here's what has to happen, though, Mike, when we talk about Onyemata, you know, if he's going to play, and he is, but I also think that the young guys are going to have to outplay him. And I don't mean that, like, in a way where, you know, you're having to make a decision. What I'm saying is David Onyemata, if you believe he's one of the most underrated players on this team, that's great. That means he's going to be a lot better this year. But it also doesn't mean that the guys who were expecting to be great just get a break. Like, the Rooks and all these guys we've been talking about, Mike, from up and down the line – all those guys have got to be better. It's not just about David Onyemata all of a sudden taking the next step. Again, he's 32. I don't know how good he's going to be this season.
Right. I mean, but again, if you look at him, you know, compared to, you know, the guys like Eddie Goldman,
yes,
former Bear, yeah, and Taquan Graham, the guys we rotate him in with, I mean, okay. You know, that's why I asked you preseason, actually pre-draft, do you feel we need defensive tackle depth?
Yeah, and they didn't. They didn't go there. They feel like the guys we have are going to be able to rotate.
They really believe in Rook. Rook's going to be a house of fire. Maybe you said it. Maybe Zach Harrison, who's maybe built to just kick inside, and that'll be his role.
All right, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They signed him to a $73 million contract. I say trade him now. It's next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so the Braves are playing good. They've won five of the last seven. They won a series against the Red Sox. Today's an off day. But let's talk about what's really going on. And that is Drake Baldwin is playing well. Well enough where he should be playing every day. Now, before the season started, we talked about, you know, him being the top prospect and his bat. We said it. Listen, he's got a better bat than Sean Murphy. And now he's proving it. In over his last 14 games, Mike, he's hitting 500.
Right.
Sean Murphy, and this is not a knock on him, since coming back from the injury, he's helped. But guys, the investment financially at $15 million per, and he's still got a few years left on this deal, and now I think, Mike, we found the catcher of the future.
Yeah, man, and I said this last week with you out of town. I said, I think I speak for Carl, and I was speaking for Carl because he agrees. Never just put words in your mouth, but I agree, man. And guys, this is not being prisoner of the moment, okay? Yes, and Grant came on the show, and Grant point made it's a valid point. Austin Riley got off to like a house of fire start his first time. He was called up to the big club and then really cooled off because pitchers figured him out. And yes, maybe they'll make adjustments on Drake. But right now, this guy shows no signs of stopping. He's successful. I mean, and the lefty-righty thing really drives me crazy because we already learned from Mark Bowman from MLB that apparently they are going to sit Baldwin with a lefty on Tuesday for the Nats. And Thursday, but Snit says, won't be a strict platoon. The good news is he can come off the bench and pin hit and do something. Murph did have a home run, by the way, off of Crochet in the second inning on Friday night up at Fenway, which is great. Because he's still, I mean, look, we want him to have an inherent value to get him off the books. Drake Baldwin is just the athlete that you're getting a do-over for Contreras. And the guy is just on fire. Murphy's too streaky bad. And the defense that Carl, some Braves fans are obsessed with, and I get it. Great defensive catcher. Who's stealing bases like they're freaking Maury Wills these days in baseball?
Nobody. And the thing for me, too, is, you know, when you talk about the idea that Baldwin's not handling the pitching staff, he is. That's not a weakness of Drake Baldwin. But this is an offensive league. This is a league where you have to score runs. This is a league in which you have to be clutch with men in scoring position. And Drake Baldwin, whether, and Stint's not lying, he came off the bench, he's pinch hit and done a great job. But I also want that guy in my lineup every day getting more at bats. And so if you're telling me, and I covered teams, Mike, that had this situation where they had a hitting catcher and they had a defensive catcher. Mm-hmm. And depending on the situation, you know, the guy that didn't really hit well, okay, but he's so good defensively. But the guy that hit well, we hope he comes through when I put him in the lineup. I think Drake Baldwin has the potential to do all the things. And so where we're currently at, and listen, for some of you it may be way too early. Not too early for me. We're getting Acuna back sooner than later. Strider's going to probably be on the hill tomorrow. All of a sudden, guys, you're going to find yourself in the mix of this thing. The Mets are still five games in front of us right now. We got plenty of games with those guys. But if you could improve the one thing on this team that you feel like, okay, I'm a little bit uncomfortable, Sean Murphy may be the key. Trade him. And make the moves that you need to make because right now, Mike, he has value. He may not have value down the road, and you've got a guy that can step in. And by the way, the salary, it's not even a concern. Drake Baldwin's going to be arbitration eligible next year. Okay, so he gets a raise from 760 at 700 to $1 million. Like, seriously, you're saving so much, and I think you're getting so much more.
And that was my point because we get into it now with some Braves fans. Some guys get it, some don't. We are a team which has spent more money than they've ever spent. But there's still a huge gap from where the Braves are, which is currently between 8th and 9th in Major League Baseball payroll, Carl. And then you get up to where, like, the 5 spot is. It's like a $90 million gap between them and teams like the Phillies. So to me, it's like, yeah, it's not a backbreaking contract, what you gave Murphy, but the $15 million, you can get that off the books, and then you can reinvest it, whether you want to go take, you know, if you want Alex to go shopping with his Groupon. But we got the bullpen's got to get better. I know statistically it's okay. You saw on Saturday how inconsistent this bullpen can be. De Los Santos gives me a headache every time I see him. You know, I just, ugh. And Pierce was not good the other night. I would love to see them get, I mean, you're never going to get back to the night shift, but let's get some money into this bullpen because the starting pitching, knock wood, is stable. Schwellenbach's found where he needs to be. Sale is right back to his form. We're going to see Spencer Strider Tuesday, according to Grant McCauley, to your point. So I'd love to get Murph off the books. You got James McCann down there in Gwinnett. You can always go get another catcher. But I'm with you. Let this be the Drake show. Let this kid rake. The idea that you're not getting the best bat in the lineup night in, night out makes no sense to me.
And let me address the Riley situation where he got off to an incredible start. Listen, the ups and downs of baseball, that's just part of it. What we knew about Riley and what I'm telling you about Drake Baldwin is he's got it. You're going to go through the ups and downs. There's going to be a 10 or 15 or 20-day stretch, Mike, where he's not hitting 500. That's okay. But you know he's got it. Riley was able to adjust and get back to being Austin Riley. I feel Drake Baldwin's going to have a similar path where he's getting off to this hot start and everybody's like, yeah. But I said this before the season started. I think he was the secret sauce. Right. I said if he can hit – like we think he can hit, like they are telling me he can hit, he's going to help this offense, and I'll be darned he's doing that. 404-726-0929. He's one of the reasons why we've made this turn and now we're above 500. The other reason is the obvious one. Your stars are finally playing like stars. Guys who we expected to hit are finally hitting. Outside of Ozuna, Mike, Verdugo's been a pleasant surprise. But talk about, Riley, who had three hits yesterday. Mm-hmm. The things you expected from this lineup when the season started, we're finally getting that. And now you're getting this Drake Baldwin effect. This could become a dangerous lineup when Acuna gets back.
Right. Marcelo Ozuna continues to rake. A lot of guys, when you were off last week when I was talking about moving on from Sean Murphy, at least trying to trade him and let's see what's out there, they go, well, who's going to be your DH?
Doesn't matter.
I go, well, I mean, you could actually sign Ozuna for a two-year, I don't know.
You could.
Ozuna, I was arguing with a high school baseball coach. He said it's going to be too expensive. Yes, Braves are a little thrifty, but if Ozuna shows no signs of stopping, I'd be willing to give him a two-year deal and bump him up to $20 million. How much you give it to Charlie Morton every year?
Well, here's the other part about this. Again, if you were to do what I'm asking you to do with Murphy, you're saving $14.5 million.
Period.
So, even if you wanted to divvy that up, you could do that.
Bingo. And then if Marcel continues to play at this clip, you got a guy that's a perfect fit in that locker room. To back-to-back, by the way, home runs, that shot over the Green Monster yesterday.
You know why Marcel's been so good? I'm being serious here. And they knew this, too. There's no wear and tear on his body playing in the field every day. All he has to do is concentrate on the thing that he's great at, hitting. And that's why he's looked so good and why, Mike, I'd be tempted to consign him to another two years. Because the wear and tear of him being in the outfield or wherever the hell you're going to play, there's none of that going on right now. So I'm with you on that. I'm not as concerned about that as I am how we could improve if money's the issue, and it seems to always be. Then how could we improve and tweak this team with moving a piece that's an asset and valuable right now?
Now, look, guys, as we said, if Drake does cool down, okay, you've got your insurance policy with Murph. I get it. The odds of them, and this is something I tried to explain last week, the odds of the Braves trading, Sean Murphy, probably like 101. They're not going to probably do it. But we're just making the argument why they should think about it and giving you some flexibility to do some of the other things. One of the things which I forgot again yesterday, I forgot again today, but thanks to a listener for reminding us, we are going to get Jurickson Profar back the All-Star break at some point.
That's true.
Now, again, Day-Day just made the face like someone farted in church. I don't know what this guy is going to be, but you got, hopefully, Andrew hits the ground running. Or at least, maybe you have to take some lumps with him defensively, Carl, as he gets up to speed. He was DHing the other day in Gwinnett, but he looks good. But you're going to, all of a sudden now, this thing, 10 runs, a grand slam by Devers doesn't even put a dent in what the Braves did up in Boston yesterday. That's what our Braves have done for years. Get the bats going.
The reason why we're here is because AA trusted the youth movement. You forget where we were in 2018, and then he said, you know what? Here comes Ozzie, here comes Acuna, right? Look at all these young guys, and we were like, oh, I don't know, they're too young. We're going to be a few years away. Boom, we're right in the mix. This is no different, and that's why I think this should be the move. We will see where this goes. Braves are playing good right now, and again, Mike said it. Saturday, we should have won Saturday's game. This should have been a sweep. But, you allow them to climb back in the game, and Olsen and Ozuna go back-to-back in the first, and you're like, here we go. It's a good start. Speaking of Marcel, let me hear that two-run homer from yesterday, man. Ozuna, this was the second straight day it went deep.
Marcel Ozuna. Kiss that one goodbye. It leaves the building again.
Yeah, I had a feeling the Big Bear was going to do that one in this at-bat.
That is a big fly for the Big Bear. To get Atlanta to double digits. 10-4.
That one might have got out on the solo drive.
430 happy feet.
I mean, it was a rocket. I mean, it really was. I said, it's not getting, it's the Sitko sign. It was going to hit the Sitko sign out there. I think it was just a rocket. They looked like the Braves teams we've seen in 23 and at times last year when things are cooking. So, look, I feel better about the pitching. Hopefully Strider now. That was just like a blip on the radar with that hamstring having a catch because we know he's embarrassed about that. But he's been reinstated from the IL, as Grant reported. He'll start Tuesday as they take on the Nats. Dylan Dodd, by the way, goes down to Triple A Gwinnett. And then, again, maybe for the final, I guess the homestand Memorial Day weekend, not Memorial, maybe the following one when the Red Sox come to town. We'll see Acuña. I don't know.
A week away.
Yeah, so maybe a week
away.
Yeah, a week from this weekend.
I would say a week away, which gets us to what? The end of the month, right?
Yeah, June 1st, the Sox are here. I think it's at that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, okay. Yeah, end of May.
Schwellenbach, by the way, 6 scoreless over 7 innings. Pretty good. Lots of things to be positive about. And I said this to you guys as we're talking about the Braves. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Sale. Looking like the Chris Sale that we saw last year win the Cy Young. Mike, his ERA at one point was like 7. Come down. It was 3.97 before yesterday, or Friday's game, should I say. Now it's down to 3.62. It continues to go down, and he continues to show like he's going to be this steady hand. It's his first win, by the way, Friday since April. His first win since April 25th. Chris Sale is also becoming that steady hand that we need. These are all the things you needed to happen.
Right. And Grant Holmes has been really good. You know, I mean, other than giving up a couple of home runs here and there, Grant Holmes has given up 10 home runs this season, so just tighten that up a little bit. But Grant's solid. And we even said, you know, A.J. Smith-Shawver, you're feeling better about him. And then, you know, even a guy like Bryce Elder, who Grant said last week his head's in the right place, so he understands it's a roster move, but you can plug him in. I don't want, and I was never liking the idea of a 6-man rotation, and you don't need to do that. Snicker's gone back off that, so let's get our band back together. And now just 5 games, and you said you haven't even played the Mets yet.
No.
Chance to go toe-to-toe with those guys. You see the Mets fans getting all over Soto yesterday at Yankee Stadium?
Were they getting on him?
Well, he hits like a bleeder out to center, and out to second base, and it was plenty of time to get down the base, but he kind of loafed it. And they're killing him already. So that took what? Not even 2 months.
Well, he's only making $700 million.
Right.
Hey, man, coming up. Do you have any interest in what could be an epic conference finals? Mike and I have been discussing this, and it's kind of interesting to hear from you guys. We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Why's it got to be white and black, Mike? I'm having an argument with the guy right now. He's like, yeah, Caitlin Clark, put push that sister in the back. I'm like, come on, man. It was a foul. Why's he got to be that?
Look, and again, Angel, I guess, is aggravated. But Angel did, look, Angel did the LeBron thing. There was contact, and then it was a,
Totally.
Well, if we're honest, if you go back, Angel actually fouled.
She pushed somebody else.
Yes, and right. That's what Caitlin actually was like, yeah, what are you doing? So that's why she said, okay, you're not getting this ball off.
Correct. It was a little get back.
So it was a whole sequence.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's not what we're necessarily discussing. Although I said to Mike, Caitlin Clark had a triple-double, completely overlooked. She's balling. She had 20, 10, and 10, and like nobody's right. even talking
and
about
I said,
it.
I get it. I mean, I get it. You know, Angel Reese is sick and tired of answering questions, but I'm saying somebody at the WNBA, whether it's at the level of the Chicago team or at the league office, I get it. Yeah, I understand. It's a disproportionate amount of love for Caitlin Clark, but there's also more, you know, the casual fans are more white women than, you know, it just is what it is. The numbers and demographics play it out. So just bite your tongue. Go, yeah, she's got her team, I got my team. Well, you know, we came up in the league at the same time, and someday I'm going to kick her ass in the championship, you know? But I mean, but she's just, when she looks like, oh God, this again, and it's just the casual fan, it just makes, and it's not even fair to Angel Reese.
It's not.
It just makes her look like the bad person, and she's not. She's just getting aggravated with it, which like anyone else would.
I agree.
But I just feel like they're not doing a job, just like they didn't do a good job by not having Caitlin Clark on the basketball team for the Olympics. They miss opportunities or they don't manage it right. You know, and if they want to be considered like an elite league with lots of eyeballs on it, you got to get a better handle on that.
I agree. The rivalry, though, has to matter, meaning the teams have to be good, and I think that's what Day-Day and
Chicago is a bad basketball team.
Yeah, they're not good. Speaking of basketball, Mike, the interest in these playoffs. So now we're down to the Final Four. We know it's Oklahoma City, SGA, MVP, and Ant-Man. This has potentially the makings, Mike. We keep talking about passing the torch, right? And we know LeBron's 40. Right. He'll be 41. Don't know if he's coming back. It feels like that. Steph Curry, out of the playoffs, right? But it feels like this could be the passing of the torch to the next guys who may be competing for an NBA championship. Ant-Man, guys, is 23 years old. He'll be 24. I mean, like, SGA is 25. I think he's 20, about to be 26. The point is, this could have that feel. And, like, people are, like, wondering, okay, is it going to be compelling enough to make me want to watch? Because the Knicks are the Knicks.
Right, and the Knicks is a great story. You know, and I think, you know, you got, you know, Brunson's would have become a brand. You know, you're looking at these guys, you're saying, okay. And they play as a team. Like, Thibodeau, like, color me flabbergasted that Thibodeau's team is actually in the conference finals. You know, the Knicks, as we said, it's funny to have the biggest city in America and their basketball team be so bad for 30 years that they've never gotten to the NBA finals, let alone the conference finals since 99.
And the NBA's flourished without that.
Right.
Yes.
And you just see this, you know, going all the way back to, I think about some of those moments, man. Couldn't win it when Jordan was playing for Birmingham Barons. Remember when Van Gundy was coaching? He's grabbing Alonzo Mourning's leg. He's mopping the floor with him. It was just all these moments with the Knicks. Not to mention Starks and all that. So the Knicks have had a star-crossed history.
He's shooting,
John. It's like, he's shooting. I mean, the Pat Riley Knicks were such an awful basketball team offensively. There's just no way around it.
No, they were.
But anyway, this is going to be fun, I think, for the casual fan. The Knicks versus the Hicks. They're going to, especially with Reggie on the call, which is great. And Spike and everything with that history. But you're right. Without a Steph Curry, without a LeBron James in the West, without a Joker, if you feel Joker's moving the needle, how much does Ant-Man and SGA, these two young studs dueling, is it going to get, are the ratings going to take a dip, or are they going to, you know, sustain?
Look, I'm saying it now. For those who missed it, I said it earlier. I believe, and this is not going to be blatant, but I believe that the league would like to see the Knicks in the NBA Finals. Okay.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
But if Indiana just outplays them, Mike, there's nothing you can do about it. What I'm telling you is, if these are close games, watch how these calls play out. And I just feel like it's going to be a narrative. Regardless, Indiana's going to have to go above and beyond, guys, to win this series. Because I feel like if these games are close, Jaylen's going to get calls. I feel like Carl Anthony Towns is going to get calls. I feel like Obinobi, is going to get calls. I don't feel that way about Halliburton, Mike. I don't think he's going to get that respect that those guys are going to get in this series.
Man, they've went through Cleveland like poop through a goose. I know Cleveland was really banged up and injured, and it will be interesting because, you know, that series I could see. I'm going to say Knicks in six. How about that?
Okay.
You know, and that.
Now I do think the Knicks are tougher. Yes. I just do.
Well, Cat aside.
Yes, agree. But I do think, this is what I said last year. If the Knicks were healthy, I thought they would have beaten Boston last year. But they weren't. They were so banged up. And then remember Jalen's finger or whatever happened. But I just feel like they're tougher. But at the end of the day, like the Pacers are up against it. As good as they've been, and Halliburton is not seen as a superstar in this league, and Brunson has become one. And, Mike, when you're a star in the biggest market and you're averaging 30-plus and you're hitting game winners, Brunson is a dude, man.
It's going to be interesting. I thought the Nuggets were going to beat the Thunder because it just looked like, man – the Thunder, and this happened in Game 6, which got him to a Game 7. The role players, no one stepped up. Sometimes it looks like if you watch, Chet Holmgren's like, oh, God, I'm on a big stage all of a sudden.
Yes.
He wasn't great. The guy that I told Carl earlier was kind of funny. The dude who stepped up was a dude named Alex Caruso, who was hitting a bunch of shots, getting to the basket. So when everyone else is kind of just watching things before SGA really got on track and finishes with 35, some of the guys, Jalen Williams was inconsistent in that series. He had a big night, 24. But you wonder, I'm going to go Minnesota. I think Minnesota's going to win. Maybe 7, but Minnesota.
Ant-Man's averaging 28 a game in these playoffs. SGA,
MVP,
is averaging 32. If they go head-to-head and it is as advertised, meaning, you know, the entertaining as part of this, last-second game winners or whatever, Mike, big shots, I think people are going to get excited about the idea that this is new blood.
And then Dave just said in my ear, because of the last-minute trade before the season started, with Randall going to Minnesota, Cat going to the Garden, that would be kind of cool because both teams win. You know,
you're
so
right.
Yeah, Julius Randall. You know,
dude. Oh, so you got the Knicks winning too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see how you operate.
Yeah. By the way, I did, you know, I told Carl, you know, I did grow up a Knicks fan, but watching Patrick Ewing will make you hate basketball. I'm sorry it happened. But it's just, Bernard King was my personal Jesus as a child, much like Spike Lee. But it's just... it's that fan base is so hard to be a part of and be around it. It's just a bunch of jabronis. But I'm hemming and hawing about getting those tickets for game 2 up there in Indy.
Will we hear blank Trae Young during this series? I'm curious.
You got to understand, when New York sports fans hate somebody,
they hate them.
And Trae's living rent free. Just give you now. Day Day has nothing to do with basketball, but just in the same building at the Garden. I took my wife to a Rangers game a couple of years ago, and like with about 5 minutes to go in the first period, all of a sudden you hear, and the whole crowd goes, "Pot Van sucks!" And she's like, "What is that?" I go, "Well, that was the Islanders captain from back in the 80s.
Yep.
And to this day, the Rangers will still chant at one point in the game, "Pot Van sucks!" And again, so that's how petty those Knicks fans are. Well, they'll do it at Mets games or Yankee or Giants games with Trae. So that's why there's a lot of folks here in Atlanta will be pulling for Tyrese Halliburton because he's a taller version of Trae. And they got Siakam. Imagine if we had Siakam. That's why I think the Pacers they do a better job of the kind of game that we would like to play, I think. That's what the Pacers are to me.
Yeah, no, Siakam was a big acquisition. And remember, they had to convince him. Like, he was there, and they were like, "Let us convince you to stay," and they did, and then they signed him to a big deal. Either way, I just hope these playoffs continue to be fun and entertaining. Mike and I were talking about the NHL playoffs, and again, we've been talking about, you know, Atlanta getting a hockey team, you know, for the last 8 months with all the news that's been in and around our city. But, you know, the hockey playoffs have been great, and I think these NBA playoffs have been great. And the reason why I'm digging it, Mike, I like the fact that we got something new to watch.
Right.
So, and Ant-Man, guys, if he goes to the NBA Finals at this point in his career, Mike, and they happen to win it, and whether he likes it or not, he's going to be the face. Whether he likes it or not, he's going to become that guy that you see on all – he's already got a bunch of commercials. But he's got such a vibrant personality, and he's just real. He's so authentic. You hear him in these press conferences, and he's like, "Nah, that didn't happen. Nah, this is what really went down." He's just telling you the real.
Right.
And I think for that alone, he's just fun and entertaining.
I just love it, man, basically telling Laker fans where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scorer's table.
Yeah, yeah. My blank is bigger.
He got fined or made me chuckle. But yeah, man, now we wait and see. Now, the casual fans respond? The numbers have been really good throughout the ratings. We'll see. But you're right. NBA guys are going, you know what they're dreading?
What's that?
A Minnesota.
Pacers. Pacers final.
Because think about this. I mean, New York, you talked about. It's like the year that it was the Spurs. You know, every time the Spurs, you better have somebody big.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those deals where you just need, it takes two to tango. But the NBA, man, see, that's it. We'll watch a Super Bowl with the New Orleans or an Indianapolis Colts in it because of the stars in it and the parity. But the NBA parity has, as you said earlier, it's different ways of getting there. But they've got parity where now you're seeing a total new generation of teams. And this is why for the friggin' Hawks, how do we rebuild our team? Oklahoma City did it organically through the draft. Minnesota did it through the draft and through free agency and trades.
No doubt. All right, man. Chris Thomas. Turtles got the night show coming up. We got a big show tomorrow. We're going to talk to our Odyssey NBA insider, talk about these upcoming games that start tomorrow. More on the Braves as they get back to it. And Spencer Strider on the hill, man, what's that going to mean for our Bravos? We got a lot to dive into. Make sure you're here at 2 o'clock. Man, let's get out of here, Dom, and clear out, bro. We didn't mention this, but a lot of guys signing around the NFL. 49ers Fred Warner. I think he's great. 3 years, $63 million to stay with the 49ers. So, Mike, they pay Purdy. They pay Kittle. Fred Warner's another keystone of that team.
Right.
They've taken care of him.
Michael Williams got his deal.
Yeah. McCaffrey's under contract. By the way, we're going to see them later in the season.
That's the thing. That's a team which I think could go one way or the other, you know, based on the health of McCaffrey. Also found out Shedeur Sanders with over $4 million he got, guaranteed.
He did. Yeah, man. So we're starting to see some things happen around the league as far as players being taken care of. And by the way, I don't know if you looked at, like, the Packers wide receiving core. They might be a problem, man. Like, seriously, they drafted the kid out of Texas, right, Matthew Golden, and then they got all those guys. They had the youngest receiving core in the league.
If they can stay healthy. Right.
With Love, they might be an issue, too. All right, man, plenty to get to tomorrow. Make sure you're here. Dom, great job. Day-Day, executive producing. All right, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, I got a little trivia for you for the movies. Guess what debuted 48 years ago today. 48 years ago today, on this date in 1977, filmed in Helen, Georgia, Jonesboro, coming, parts of 400, Chattahoochee River, talking about Smokey and the Bandits.
Oh!
Jonesboro was supposed to be Texarkana. You've seen all the scenes. Of course, the great Lakewood Fairgrounds, where Big Edis and Cletus Burdell were waiting for the snowman. And the Bandit deliver all that Coors beer that you couldn't get east of the Mississippi. One of my childhood memories, seeing that movie about three times with my dad, Smokey and the Bandit, debuted this date, 1977.
That's pretty cool. Hey, man, I think it's going to go away. I just don't want to see it five or six times down in the red zone. I'm talking about the tush push. The owners are going to have a meeting starting tomorrow on Wednesday. They tabled this a couple of months ago. They only need like eight more owners to say, yes, we need to do away with this. And I think ultimately that's what's going to happen. But Frankie Louvu, Mike, you remember him jumping over the line?
That was like when they did the same play four times. People said, this has got to stop.
Yes.
You're killing the NFL.
Louvu's come out and said, yeah, I want him to be done with this. Huh, that comes as a surprise.
Right.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You never had a Diallo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper. You're in a hurry.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.